This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump has confirmed in a tweet that both he and First Lady Melania Trump have tested positive for COVID-19. In a telephone interview on Fox News Channel Hannity Show, before announcing he had tested positive, President Trump said his aide Hope Hicks, who had tested positive, had been with him while he was campaigning.
You know, it's very hard when you're with soldiers, when you're with airmen, when you're with the Marines, and I'm with and the police officers. I'm with them so much, and when they come over to you, it's very hard to say, stay back." You know, it's a tough kind of a situation. It's a terrible thing.
President Trump's White House doctor has issued a statement saying that the president will continue carrying out his duties without disruption after contracting the virus. Dr. Sean Conley, the physician to the president, says the president and First Lady Melania Trump are both well at this time, and they plan to remain at home within the White House during the convalescence. Meanwhile, the head of one drug maker rushing to make a coronavirus vaccine is pushing back against President Trump's claim about when the vaccine will be ready. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Top federal health officials have repeatedly said a vaccine's unlikely to be widely available until early next year.
I've spoken to the companies and we can have it a lot sooner. It's a very political thing.
One of those he mentioned at this week's debate is Pfizer, whose chief says he's disappointed the vaccine work is being politicized. The AP obtained a letter Albert Bourla sent his U.S. employees trying to reassure them Pfizer will not bend to pressure to move more quickly. Bourla says the company is moving at the speed of science. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And the United States continues to have both the highest number of COVID-19 related